Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Or is having a career year. How many did Pierre have against the Bills?
38 snaps for Pierre, 28 for Asante Samuel.
Okay. And then how many for Echols?
34.
So Echols is your slot guy. And then those guys are going to be fighting it out for the other corner spot opposite Joey Porter Jr., but Joey Porter Jr. isn't healthy right now. Here is Austin on what Asante Samuel Jr. brings.
I thought he was good. I thought he, you know, was competitive. I thought, he showed the quickness that we see in practice. Obviously, the big thing coming off his injury was, you know, you don't worry about it. You just wonder how that's going to affect him in terms of tackling. And I thought he did a solid job in that area. I like what he's done, and moving forward, we'll continue to try to accelerate.
I think Samuel's a big swing player for the Steelers moving forward. If he shows any promise over the next 5 games, they'll go into next year with Samuel on one side and Joey Porter Jr. on the other and Echols in the slot and feel reasonably good about their corners. And then your safeties are Duggar and Ramsey. You have ad hoc here, try to cobble it together on the fly, and we'll see if it ends up working out. But the reason why you're having to make these moves where you're signing guys and then playing them days later is because the people you thought you could count on have failed. In your original plan of moving Jalen Ramsey around to all these different positions, and that confusing defenses actually just confused you instead. All right, let's get to Austin getting asked. I like that he gets peppered here. I mean, he's getting paid millions of dollars to be Mike Tomlin's right-hand man, and that relationship is going to run its course at the end of the year. So ask Austin questions while you can. Here he is on why the Bills ran one play repeatedly. According to a guy on TikTok, it happened 29 times, and why the Steelers couldn't stop it.
It's team defense. So we got to be better in terms of setting the edge. We got to be better in terms of staying square. We got to be better in terms of getting off blocks. We got to be better in terms of tackling on the edge, cracker place. There's a whole litany of things that you have to do for team run defense. We saw where we came up short last week. We've had other weeks where we didn't come up short, and we just got to come back each week, just getting back to it and getting back and getting those things. And if we do those things consistently, more often than the other guy, then we'll consider it a good week.
Yeah, doesn't really get to the heart of the question here, which is why is it now we've seen so many games where this defense has been done in by a team finding something that works and the Steelers not being able to make an adjustment that works to prevent it or slow it down. Bengals throwing to Ja'Marr Chase constantly. Jordan Love dumping the ball off to guys in the flat over and over again for big chunk gains, 20 consecutive completions. The Bills running the same rushing play constantly. You know, he talks about all this stuff setting the edge, blah, 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 blah. Like, dude. And then he tries to come back to, well, we've shown we can do it in other games. He's right. They did shut down the Bears' rush attack, which we saw go for over 270 yards against the Eagles. We did see them minimize Jonathan Taylor. That's what's so annoying. You're great one week and you're horrible the next. That's the mark of an average defense. They're usually not just average every week. They have big games and they have PP poor games. And they add up to being middle of the pack. And that's what this is. And they were paid to be the envy of every team in the league. This was supposed to be a defense that reminded us of great Steelers defenses, and instead it makes us yearn for those days. Okay, this is a good question. Somebody asked him at the press conference today, to Terrell Austin, like, are you upset about the D sucking? Like, are you upset that your defense has been this bad this year and such a group of underachievers? And this is what he said.
I think, I don't have to show and yell for guys to know if I'm upset about something. Part of being able to talk to a grown man is to be able to, you know, I don't want to treat him like, you know, sometimes when I have my kids are young and I just yell at them and stuff. But I don't do that to them anymore either. I just let them know, you know, matter-of-factly what's, you know, that what's acceptable, what's not. What we're going to try to do better, what I'm going to try to do better. And then we got to get that message and move on. Because I think we're dealing with grown men. I think we have a mature team, a grown team, and I can address them like that. If I thought we had some people that were less than professional, then, you know, you might get after them a little bit more, but I don't think that about our guys.
Donnie, it's football. It's highly competitive professional sports. You don't yell at these guys because they're professionals? Like, how many times do we see Tom Brady just absolutely rip a new one to his offensive line or his wide receivers or his coaches? I'd love for somebody to ask Aaron Rodgers, hey, you just had one of the coordinators say he doesn't believe it in yelling at guys. Do you agree with that? We see Aaron Rodgers flip out and yell at guys all the time. What is that all about? These are pros. I don't yell. What?
Yeah, I mean, I know Tony Dungy had that approach his whole career, but I mean, for some coaches, it, you know, that works.
You think Bill Parcells
otherwise
never yelled at a guy,
no,
or Bill Belichick?
No, no.
Bill Cowher. What are we talking about here?
I also feel, now I never played in the NFL, but I also feel like a great coach in a way, like no matter if he's a coach or a coordinator, in a way you have to be intimidating. Like, your players should be a little bit intimidated by you, and you have to be the guy that directs everything. So there has to be that, like, natural leadership there, like I think any great coach possesses.
Yeah.
I feel like it's pretty rare that you have a Tony Dungy. That's
I don't
why
believe in
yelling
at
happen.
Guys. Okay, so Tony Dungy conducted himself that way. Cool. You're not Tony Dungy, Terrell Austin. You're not even close. You know, if I felt like the effort wasn't there, I don't know, man. Did you watch the second half of the game? If there was ever a time to get on your team's ass, it was that one. Now, Kabali, I thought, you know, Mark doesn't ask questions at Tomlin, apparently, because he doesn't have a good enough seat, is what he told people. He did ask a question, a really good one, I thought, to Terrell Austin today. He said, you know, do you feel like your defense isn't physical? It's not his defense, but do you feel like Mike Tomlin's defense isn't physical enough? And this is what he said.
Well, I don't think our physicality has been an issue. In that regard, I think we run and we hit. There's been some inconsistencies, like always, and that's why you have sometimes the performances are a little bit up and down. But I don't question our guys' toughness and how they play and how hard they play and how physical.
Okay,
they play.
We get it. You don't, in like the general sense, you don't question an NFL player's toughness because he's elected to play professional football and get beaten up 17 times a year. But relative to everybody else in the NFL, does this really scream physical football team or physical defense? You got James Harrison flipping out saying this defense is soft. I don't know. I watch this defense. I don't see them having a lack of physicality. Okay. Well, then why is it the people that break down your film constantly see you guys getting blown off the ball and manhandled and pancaked in those things? What's the reason for that then? Bad technique? Guys tripping and falling on themselves? Popcorn? I don't know. Whatever stupid terms you guys come up with for why those things happen. Yeah. Terrell Austin is in his final days as defensive coordinator, and I'm not even saying it's really his fault. But somebody's going to pay the price for the Steelers being, did you call them the most underachieving defense in Steelers history last night? Was that the term you used? What was the thing you said about them, Donnie? The most disappointing?
Yeah, I mean, I've said they're going to be the all most disappointing, things. Most overrated
yeah.
Steelers defense of all time.
And last year, after they gave up 299 in a playoff game on the ground, Terrell Austin didn't get fired for it. He will now, for sure. If his house isn't already for sale, it will be soon. Sorry, super nice guy. And I'd love to know what he makes of, if he was left to his own devices, what he would do with this defense, but that's just not the arrangement here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find great Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo. Brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Ray, what percentage would you put on Mike Tomlin being back as Steelers head coach next year?
Well, Tony, I mean, I definitely think the final five games matter, and they matter a lot. you know, I think if somehow they turn it around and make the playoffs, then, you know, this storyline suddenly, you know, it's on the back burner. But if things continue down the same road and, you know, let's say they continue to play bad football and they're 8-9 or 7-10, then yeah. I think that's what you're asking. If you're asking that, if that's the scenario, you know, I would say, and I really feel strongly about this, you know, after watching this team for the last couple of weeks and just being around the team, I think it would be like 30 or 35%. I think it would have a decent chance of happening if that scenario unfolded.
Pete just asked a very interesting question. That's a complete hypothetical, but I want to indulge you with it because I find it very interesting. He said, ask Ray, better chance next year that Aaron Rodgers is back as quarterback or Marcus Freeman is the Steelers head coach?
Well, again, final five games matter, but yeah, I would have to go with Aaron Rodgers, even though that performance on Sunday afternoon was not his best.
Oh, so you think you are saying there's at least some, there is a scenario in which Aaron Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback next year, huh?
No, I mean, you presented that Aaron Rodgers or Freeman.
Okay, gotcha. All
yeah.
Right. Let's do current Steelers here for a second. Adam Thielen practiced today, talked to you guys. Does he play on Sunday?
You know, I think that's probably going to be determined by Friday. You know, he spoke today for the first time, and he's got to learn the playbook. But assuming he does,
yep.
And you remember this last year, you know, Mike Williams played in that Commanders game, and, you know, he scored a touchdown. Now, he only played like 10 or 12 snaps in that game, but he ended up making a big play. So I definitely think there is a scenario where he does play. And, you know, it wouldn't take all that much juggling. You know, you can put Calvin Austin back at punt returner. You could probably make Keyshawn Williams inactive, and that's the way you create that roster space. So I don't think it would be a big deal.
Sure.
For the coaching staff,
yep.
But I think Thielen definitely has to prove to them that he knows what he's doing, and he's a pro. He's been around. I think there's probably a good chance of that happening.
But as far as the wide receivers who we see every Sunday, Ray, whose playing time is most at risk of Adam Thielen right now?
You know, I would probably say Roman Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think they would scale back. Well, you know what? They could scale back Skowronek a little bit, you know, but they like him in running situations. So I would probably say a combination of Ben Skowronek and Roman Wilson. That's probably what, you know, the way I would lean.
Will Pat Freiermuth play more than Jonnu Smith on Sunday?
I mean, when's the last time that happened? I mean, I don't know that's happened in quite a few weeks here, so I don't think that's going to happen, Tony. I think, you know, for whatever reason, Arthur doesn't believe Pat can help this football team. And, you know what I thought was interesting today? And, you know, Arthur was trying to explain away, like, the tight end rotation. He said the emergence of Darnell and Kenny plays into that.
Yep.
Like, and so to me, like, we know Darnell is now the number one tight end. That's obvious. But it was interesting for him to put Kenny in there, because if you look back at March, you know, Kenny Gainwell signed for $4 million over 2 years. It was not a high-profile signing.
Yep.
They liked him, but I think he's been such a pleasant surprise for them, and he's become a favorite of Arthur that, you know, they're trying to find ways to get the football to him, and I think ultimately that cuts into the touches and even the snaps of a guy like Pat Freiermuth.
Ray, Asante Samuel Jr.'s dad came out and ripped DK Metcalf to shreds. Tony Romo on the game broadcast made a comment about how Metcalf isn't doing a good job of getting open off the line of scrimmage, and then what do you know, Aaron Rodgers said about wide receivers, they're not doing a good job of getting open off the line of scrimmage. Are there valid criticisms of DK Metcalf? He's making so much money, Ray. When you're getting paid like that, I really don't care that you're double-teamed. You got to find a way to make plays. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's exactly it. You know, DK Metcalf was never a receiver of this stature until he was signed to that contract. And I think looking back, you know, Pony, you could probably say they overpaid for DK Metcalf. For what he is, I think they overpaid for him. Now, if you're Omar Khan, if you want to look at this and you want to scrutinize this a little bit, I think he was in a position, after all the failed attempts to get a number one receiver in the previous years, I think he felt like he was maybe a little bit under the gun, and if he had to, you know, pay a little bit more, he was going to do that. That's what happened. It hasn't worked out in his favor so far. It's not looking like a great contract, but maybe things will change here. But there's really been no sign that that's going to happen anytime soon.
What's going on with Jalen Ramsey?
Well, he's down as a vet day for the second day in a row. You know, if he had an injury, Tony, they would have to list that injury.
Two vet days. You don't see that ever. You don't see that very often. Back to back vet.
No, you don't. But I mean, it's that time of year. I mean, you saw the injury report today. It's a long one. You know, there was some good news. You know, TJ returned to practice today. James Pierre was full today. You know, coming back from that concussion, so that's also a good sign. You could potentially see, assuming Joey Porter plays and starts, you might see a rotation there with Asante Samuel and James Pierre.
Ray, who or what is to blame for Darius Slay going from, oh, this guy can shut down the Bengals wide receivers to, we're going to cut you before the season is even over?
Yeah, I mean, just a bad evaluation, and it's the old story. You never know when a guy is going to fall off the cliff. The only thing about that situation, though, there was a little bit of evidence last year in Philadelphia that Cooper DeJean took the job midway through the year. You know, Darius Slay takes a backseat to him. And I think that whole thing kind of got underplayed a little bit because, you know, Slay still played a little bit. They still incorporated him into the defense. But just the fact that they won a Super Bowl and the team had success, I think that kind of, you know, wasn't really scrutinized here by us in the Pittsburgh media when they signed him. And, you know, Tony, for the number that they signed him,
yep,
$10 million, that's a really bad deal. So, yeah, another signing that's not looking very good right now.
Ray, I'm only asking this question because our YouTube comments and text line and stuff are demanding it from me. Do you think we see Will Howard play this year? What would it take for Will Howard to get on the field for the Steelers?
Two injuries to Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph in the same game. I don't foresee any situation where he would pass up Mason Rudolph on the depth chart. Unless they fell out of it, like, well, let's say they lost the next three games. Maybe in that scenario, if they're out of the playoffs, they would elevate him to the backup role. But I don't think he plays unless there's an injury.
Two injuries, to be clear.
Two injuries. Correct. Yeah.
All right, Ray. Moment of truth. Everyone in the entire world is saying the Steelers are on hard times. Mike Tomlin should go work somewhere else. Does he stir the echoes, rally the troops, and get the Steelers a win in Baltimore on Sunday?
Well, with this team, the most inconsistent team in the NFL, you never do know. They could put together a very good performance, but I'm certainly not going to pick them coming off that performance against the Bills. It's on the road, Pony. Despite what the Ravens did against the Bengals, they have been on a little bit of an upswing. So I'm going to go Ravens 31, Steelers 20.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk again next week.
All right. See you, Pony.
Ray Fittipaldo. Just a brutally honest take on Pat Freiermuth that maybe I should have asked a follow-up on. He said, for whatever reason, Arthur Smith doesn't believe that Pat Freiermuth can help this football team. But he believes that Jonnu Smith, who follows him everywhere, is a difference maker. And the Kenneth Gainwell thing, like, Gainwell, I think, is successful on plays that break down. I don't feel like they're game planning for Gainwell in the passing game. Like, well, maybe they are because all their throws are so short. And everything's a death by a thousand paper cut, throw the ball to the running back and hope that they do something with it. Strategy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
G.
Pickens. Okay, one of the best gets of the offseason. Again, third down, cover zero, right? They bring everybody. Sure. They pick it up enough, get it to Pickens, get back outside. Watch this. Beat him, now hurdle him. I mean, this guy's an absolute weapon. Absolute weapon. Now, money time. 3-point lead, fourth quarter. Can't give the ball back to Mahomes. Third down, go to Pickens when you need it. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
One of my favorites, AQ Shipley. Talking about one of my least favorites while he was in Pittsburgh, George Pickens. On McAfee's show, calling Pickens the best pickup of the offseason in an absolute weapon. Whipping weapon. Spot the lies there. George Pickens and the Cowboys tonight on our airwaves in a big spot. They have gotten themselves in the conversation, into the hunt, as the graphic states, this time of year. Same number of wins as the Steelers. Getting ready to take on the Lions tonight on the road. Cowboys are now 6-5-1. They have a better record than the Steelers. Remember, Donnie, when we were initially debating this bad trade by the Steelers and you've been a longtime believer that it was a stupid move, and we would have people call into our station and say, well, what difference does it make? Look at the Cowboys record. Who cares about the numbers he's putting up? Look at the Cowboys this year. Well, look at the Cowboys, all right. They're now better than the Steelers.
And they just beat the two teams that played in the Super Bowl last season.
Yep. Pompeiani came out with this earlier and said, I know people want me to quit talking about George Pickens. They do? Why? Because people don't want to hear about their favorite team's gaffes? I say beat that dead horse. You know, if the Steelers were good right now, yeah. Why are we talking about George Pickens? The team's fine. Well, the team isn't fine. You know how many wide receivers caught footballs on Sunday against the Bills? One. Zero from Austin. Zero from Roman Wilson. Zero from Skoranek. Zero from all of them but Metcalf, and it ain't like he did much. The week before, Calvin Austin was your leading receiver, and he had under 40 yards. You gave the guy away for a third-round pick next year. They better use that third-round pick and do something big with it. There's an article out today on ESPN's website about how Pickens isn't going anywhere. The Cowboys are going to pay him. I say to that, good luck. We'll see if things change when he gets paid and there isn't the motivation necessarily to put up these numbers, but he has found some level of inner peace there to the point where he's not blowing a gasket. He's still acting like a goofball and showing up late for things like he did for the Raiders game, and he'll get a personal foul penalty every now and then, but the production is just ridiculous. He has 1,142 yards. Donnie, how many wide receivers do you think have more yards than Pickens right now?
One, JSN.
Yep. He has 8 touchdowns. How many wide receivers do you think have more touchdowns than him?
JSN.
2. Davante Adams has 14. Amon-Ra St. Brown has 9. That's it. Catches this year, he's more of a big play guy, so he's not as high up in that category. He's tied for 7th. Actually tied for 6th. Oh, wait. No, I'm going to correct myself again. He is tied for 5th among wide receivers. Ja'Marr Chase, Puka Nacua, JSN, Amon-Ra St. Brown are the only wide receivers with more catches than him this year. Here is what was in that article about George Pickens today regarding his career in Pittsburgh. Quote, anonymous Steeler telling ESPN, when he was having a good day, he's really fun to be around. Funny, cracking jokes, huge smile. When he wasn't having a good day, he didn't want to be bothered or coached. I could never put my finger on why. Well, I can put my finger on why. They weren't using him right, and he wasn't putting up consistent numbers. And when George isn't getting the ball, George is a pain in the ass to be around. Malzi has pointed this out, and he's right. If George Pickens was having the year that DK Metcalf is having right now, he'd be all over it. He'd be deleting the Steelers off of Instagram. He'd be putting passive-aggressive things out there. He'd be taking plays off in games. He wouldn't be blocking. He wouldn't be running routes. He'd be running the wrong routes. He'd have checked out by now. He's engaged there. And it's a two-way street. You know, it's like any failed relationship. There's probably blame to go around on both sides, and there's absolutely blame on the Steelers' end here. They picked this bad apple thinking that they could make it ripe and delicious, and sometimes they did. And other times they would take a bite out of it and a worm would pop out. For the Cowboys, it's generally speaking been all good. And I do have to say something about the trade itself, because I think too often in this business, and this is why it's entertainment, so it's not like we're held accountable for these things. None of us are under oath, but I do think it's silly how we react sometimes as people who get to talk about sports for a living. We have an opinion, it's a wrong one, but we try to masquerade or pretend like it's been right all along. Like even people now who wanted Pickens gone will still say things like this is a good trade or it's not a bad one. Stop kidding yourselves. I was very excited when they traded him. I was pumped that they got something of value for him. I didn't think that would happen. I thought he was going to be on the team, and I thought he was going to be a team obliterator type here. So when they got a third-round pick, I was close to ecstatic about it. I was not, like, finding negatives in it. I was pumping my fist and going pretty crazy. I was clearly wrong about that. You've got some people, like my friend Kay Adams, saying things like, this could go down as the worst trade in NFL history, which is obviously extremely hyperbolic and will be proven incorrect. The Browns traded a bunch of first-round picks for Deshaun Watson. That is going to go down as a much worse trade. But it's not a good trade. Starkey went on the air recently and said it was the worst trade in Steelers history. Now, I'd have to do some digging on that, but it's definitely not a good one. The only way it turns out to be a good one, as far as I can tell, is if that third-round pick goes on to be a really good player, or that pick is packaged in a deal that nets you a quarterback that turns the franchise around. And if either one of those things happen, well, of course, the conversation and debate will have to be readdressed and people will have to change their minds again. But for right now, roughly 3 hours from now, George Pickens is playing a game in which his team has a better record than the Steelers. He is being viewed as the catalyst and the guy that's turned them around. And he's playing for a team that people are talking about as a dangerous team and the hottest team in football, whereas the Steelers are looked at as a stale team that it keeps getting middling results, that needs change across the board because the product that they're putting out is unacceptable. He's found an oasis. He has found a soft landing spot. He's found a happy place. And that's annoying as a Steelers fan, but it's true. Like, there's a lot of people even now that try to, like, contort and twist what's happening with George Pickens in Dallas and try to cope by making themselves feel better about the Steelers' plight by, you know, ringing alarm bells like, well, he's good now, but just you wait. Give it another week or give it another month or give it another year. Now, the honeymoon is not worn off, and don't try to make yourself feel better by predicting something to happen that isn't remotely close to happening right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.